Thank God I went to prison. That's the conversion story of, that's the conversion statement of Oscar Diego, who was a Colombian citizen. Listen to his story. Oscar was a successful businessman in Colombia in the early 2000s. However, with the downturn of the economy, things started going bad and his business began to suffer. He had an opportunity to earn some quick money by making some deliveries into the United States of America. Well, during one of his deliveries, he was arrested at Miami International Airport, charged with drug possession, drug trafficking, and numerous other charges. He was convicted of four counts, four felonies, and sentenced to almost 100 years in prison. It was during that time in prison that he received a New Testament from the Gideons. He began to read it, and he learned about the greatness of God, and he learned that his relationship with God mattered more than his relationship with money. He eventually found salvation through Christ by reading that New Testament. Another miracle happened for him. He was eventually declared a burden to the state of Florida and eventually released back to Colombia. After more than 10 years in the United States of America, he was free to go back home. Oscar flew to the United States of America with heroin in his stomach, but he went back to Colombia with Jesus Christ in his heart. And he thanks God every day that he went to prison. Or consider the testimony of Mary Kay Beard. Mary Kay was a notorious safecracker and notorious bank robber in the southern part of the United States. She and her husband were both hardened criminals, almost a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde, except they weren't quite as violent. Eventually, they got arrested and got convicted, and she was serving time in Alabama. There in Alabama prison, she received a testament from a Gideon. But like most prisoners, the first thing she did with the Gideon was to stuff it under her mattress. After a few weeks of not being able to sleep that well, she pulled the Bible out and started reading it. And she read to this section of Ezekiel that it said, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh." Mary Kay fell in the jail cell right there and surrendered her life to God. God saved her. She realized He had provided many things for her that she could not break in and steal from other people. But it didn't just stop with her salvation. Mary Kay eventually founded the Angel Tree Ministry. And Angel Tree Ministry is a program that helps prisoners and their families communicate whilst loved ones are serving time incarcerated. The Gideons International receives incredible and inspiring stories like this on a regular basis. That's why we serve in this unique ministry. We serve to see a life turn to Christ after reading a Bible or a New Testament. For many of you, you hear the name Gideons and you think of hotel and motel Bibles. And those are certainly an important and highly recognizable part of our ministry. We place Bibles in hotels and motels all around the world, and we've been doing that for over 100 years. However, the hotel and motel Bible distribution is only 8% of our ministry. There's so much more with the Gideons. Through your ongoing contributions, we distribute New Testaments at schools, colleges, and prisons, hospitals, and many other places. Most of the scriptures are placed in the hands of the next generation. We provide scriptures for fire, for police, for medical personnel, as well as those in our military serving at home and abroad. The Gideons International is a membership-based association of Christian business and professional men and our wives. Our purpose has been sharing the gospel with the world. The Gideons are part of the church. In fact, all Gideons and auxiliary are born-again Christians and members of local churches. In fact, you have two Gideons and their wives, Danny and Francis, and Glenn and Kathy. Zent are both, or all four members of the Gideons here in Augusta County. We are organized in more than 200 countries with over 200,000 members around the world. We are unique in that Gideons are not just visitors in countries. We live in the countries where we live and serve. We have members in countries like Sudan, Nepal, Haiti, the Ukraine, Indonesia, the Philippines. The Gideons live and work there, sharing the gospel and copies of God's word with their fellow citizens, families, and friends. Last year alone, the Gideons distributed more than 82 million copies of God's word. 82 million copies around the world in over 100 languages. It's almost two scriptures, just a little over two scriptures every second of every day. And since 1908, the Gideons have placed more than 2 billion scriptures throughout the world. That's 2 billion. In fact, it took us almost 100 years. It took 93 years from 1908 when we started distributing to 2001 to distribute our first billion. It took another 13 years to distribute the second billion. And we're hoping we will have the third billion within 10 years. So by 2024, 2025, we hope to have our third billion distributed. We're seeing results in places like India, where scripture distributions have increased dramatically, and they could grow even more if funds were available to place the scriptures. In fact, in India, the Gideons distribute more than 1 million scriptures each month. That's over 12 million scriptures in the country of India alone. We're also now distributing scriptures in the People's Republic of China. And to date, almost 15 million copies have been distributed in the People's Republic of China. These scriptures are distributed by the Gideon teams and made available through Christian-owned businesses. We just thank God for the opportunity and for the doors that He's opened in Southeast Asia, where one out of every three people in the world currently live. And we thank you for helping make that possible. Our single purpose as a Gideon is to see the people, see lost people, come to Christ. We believe by God's grace this goal is accomplished through personal witnessing and distributing copies of God's Word, copies that you help provide. We are in awe of what a single Bible or New Testament that you help donate can do through God's power and direction. Just listen to the story of Bernie, a businessman in Australia. Bernie was a businessman and he frequented many hotels throughout Australia. He was familiar with the Gideon's Bible, but he really had not spent a lot of time studying and reading it. Things became bad in his personal life. His marriage started falling apart, and he had a child that became addicted to drugs. He really didn't know what to do. His business started turning down. And he happened to check into a hotel, happened to be the 8th floor in Brisbane, Australia, and he had made up his mind that if he got a top floor, he was going to jump. He was going to end it all. He got the top floor. He got the 8th floor of the hotel there. He went up to the hotel room and walked around and he opened up the balcony and he decided he was going to do it. But for some reason, he turned around and went back in and sat at the bed. And he opened up the nightstand and there was a Gideon Bible. He'd seen them before, but he'd never really spent a lot of time reading it. He opened it up and he started reading through there. He found the words that God wanted him to find. God helped him. God brought him to Himself through the reading of that scripture. Bernie dedicated his life to Christ. He was saved. That was a great salvation experience for Bernie. But Bernie didn't stop with just his salvation. He went on and became the CEO of Christianity Works, which was based in Sydney, Australia. It was a TV and radio ministry that broadcast in 160 countries and over 1,000 stations. They broadcast their services to more than 10 million people. He continues to receive testimonies from people that are converted to Christ through his ministry. And he reminds people that he was converted to Christ through the reading of a Gideon-placed Bible. We're reaching for others Christ. We go to all parts of the world, but we're reaching for others for Christ here in the United States. Just last July, we had a distribution right here at Gypsy Hill Park during the 4th of July parade. We distributed over 1,200 copies of Scripture that day. We distribute locally to Blue Ridge Community College. Historically, we've been distributing 500 to 600 copies every April. We have an upcoming distribution here in April. Please pray for that, but we hope to distribute another 500 to 600 copies at Blue Ridge Community College. We also distribute locally here to Mary Baldwin and local hotels and motels in and around Stanton and Augusta County. Our single purpose is to see lost people come to Christ. We seek to serve our Lord in accomplishing this goal through this personal witnessing and again, putting those copies of God's Word into the outreached hand. We also distribute copies with Blue Ridge Community College. We've also participated in distributions at JMU, at the larger universities of UVA and Virginia Tech, a lot of the universities around. Here's a story from a Craig Goschel, who was a student in Midwest. Craig was a college student, and he enjoyed college so much that he really thought about going to class occasionally, which many college students do. The parties in his fraternity were legendary. In fact, they were so over the top, they caught the attention of the dean. And the dean was beginning to consider shutting down the fraternity. So what does this fraternity do? They had to come up with a plan to revamp their image. Craig suggested that maybe they should start a Bible study. This would make them look more respectable. The only problem was none of them owned a Bible. As luck would have it, or I believe Providence was working, Craig walked across campus, passing out free... Craig was walking across campus one day, and a group of Gideons were passing out New Testaments. They were giving them out. Craig walked by and picked up one. A copy we give out, it's similar to these green copies we give out to colleges. Craig thought to himself, if there really is a God, this is the kind of thing that God might do. We don't have a Bible. God provided a Bible. So you can imagine this. If college frat boys start studying the Bible, you can imagine how those initial Bible studies would have started. It would have been really interesting to have been. I'm sure there was not a lot of theology going on in the first few studies. But since this was Craig's idea, it was Craig's responsibility to help revamp the image of the fraternity, he took it upon himself to lead a Bible study. And as a Bible study leader, if any of you have led in Bible study, you've got to prepare yourself. You've got to learn. You've got to read ahead. And he began to read ahead. And eventually he reached to a part of Ephesians that said, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." He realized he didn't have to do anything to be saved. It was a free gift. Craig knelt right there in the middle of a soccer field on campus and gave his heart to Christ. What a salvation story from one Bible. But it goes better. It gets better. Craig eventually became a pastor of Life Church TV in Edmond, Oklahoma. That church ministers to over 45,000 people each weekend. At his 15th year anniversary, he shared his personal testimony and the role of the New Testament and how the Gideons played a part in his salvation experience. But it continues to go. Most of us in this room might have been touched by something Craig has also done. We're all in the internet age. How many of us have these little smartphones that we're walking around with right now? Craig's group, YouVersion, developed a Bible internet site. And he developed a mobile application called the Bible app. And Craig developed the Bible, and it's available now in over 600 translations in 300 languages, and it's free. Craig was approached by many software developers and told he could make millions of dollars if he would just charge a nominal 99-cent fee for all the downloads he has there. He refused. Craig says, "I am not going to create something to charge for the Bible because my first Bible was given to me for free." So just think about that the next time you open the Bible app or you see the Bible app on TV or some of the advertisements. That Bible app was an inspiration from Craig. The Gideons are also very concerned about teaching the next generation some distributions. We've developed a new avenue of distribution to target our youth. This program is called the Life Book. This is facilitated through local churches, through their youth pastors, and it's an in-school peer-to-peer distribution for students. We've produced the Life Book. This began in 2010, and since 2010, over 20 million copies have been distributed, not by Gideons, but by youth of churches throughout all communities. These life books contain the Gospel of John, or some of them are now containing the Gospel of Mark. And it's a good avenue for peers to give a copy of gospel to their fellow peers, for students to give it to their fellow peers. It's a great idea to see the young people begin to give these Bibles to their peers and to their generation. And what a great way to develop them for witnessing for Christ. The promise of Isaiah 15:11 does is fulfilled. God's word does not return void. As we hand out these Bibles and we place them in these hands of these women, these children, these men, from right here in Stanton, Augusta County, to a far away as Indonesia or some other foreign country. These people come to Christ through reading the Scripture and God preparing their heart for those words. We thank you for helping us with that. As I said earlier, Gideons throughout the world distribute almost over 2 scriptures per second. So think about that for a second. At the time of this presentation this morning, the Gideons will have distributed over 5,000 copies of God's Word throughout the world. 5,000 copies in just a few minutes. Here's another number to think about. 5 billion. 5 billion. There are more than 5 billion unsaved people in our world. So how can you help reach them? First and foremost, pray for the Gideons. Pray that we'll have more open doors to distribute scriptures. Pray that we'll have more funds to purchase and place scriptures. And pray that we'll have more Gideons to distribute scriptures to those who don't know the Lord as their Savior. But most importantly, prepare that the Lord is preparing those hearts of those people that will be receiving the scriptures. Pray that the Lord will win them, bring them to Himself. If you are a business or professional man and you are interested in learning more about the joy of putting the Word of God in someone's hand, you can speak with me after church. You can see Danny or you can see Glenn and get a better idea of what it is Gideons do. We'd love to have you come and look at us, take a look, and consider being a part of the Gideons. Next, if God leads you, consider giving to the Gideons ministry. When you give to the Gideons International, you help impact lives for Christ. You help impact lives all over the world, not just here at Stanton and Augusta County. For an investment of about $1.20, what it costs to place one of these Bibles in the hands of an outreached lost soul. This includes all costs of getting the scriptures planted and getting them shipped to those countries. No funds donated to the Gideons are used for our overhead and management of our Gideons International. All management and overhead costs are covered by members. And in fact, when Gideons go on distributions, they pay their own airfare, travel, hotel, and meals. We currently have had, just in the last month, 2 Gideons from Augusta County participate in international scripture blitzes. We've had one go to Indonesia, and we've had one go to South America. It's not Colombia, but it's in that vicinity of Colombia. So we have Gideons from right here in Stanton and Augusta County, Waynesboro area, going overseas at their own cost to distribute God's Word to the outreached hands. The testimonies you've heard me share, you've seen shared here on the video, are made possible by gifts from people just like you. That is how the Gideons have accomplished our ministry for more than 100 years. We are part of a church and you are part of our ministry. We are an extension of your church's outreach and ministry. We go to many places that Stanton Mennonite just can't go on its own. As you know, Gideons place Bibles in hotels and motels. We continue to do that. A Gideon Hotel Bible has the potential to reach more than 2,300 people during its life. One thing I ask you to do as you travel, look in your hotel room. See if there's a hotel Bible there. If there's not, ask. Many of the newer hotels are not putting them in the rooms. They're keeping them stored at the front desk, so you can still get them. If they're not there, ask for one. I was at a recent hotel that had been opened in Farmville, Virginia area, and they were not going to place the testaments, but there had been so many people asking for them, they were going to be allowed. The Gideons actually were bringing a box of testaments to that hotel that week that I happened to be there. Your donation of approximately $120 places 100 scriptures throughout the world. $120 reaches 100 people. These testaments are placed in the hands of men and women, children, the boys and the girls, in countries where they struggle just barely to survive. In our country, we are fortunate. Most of us have many, many Bibles. We probably have many different translations. We have Bibles on our phones, Bibles in our iPads. But many of these countries where we distribute Bibles can't afford a Bible because afford to provide food for their family. So help us. Please continue to pray for us that we'll have funds to provide Bibles in those countries. Today, you received a bulletin that talks a little bit more about our Gideon's ministry. And in this bulletin, there is some information on the Gideon's ministry, but there's also information, if you're so led, to help you donate to the Gideons. You can fill that out and give it to the ushers, or give it to Glenn or Danny. We would appreciate any consideration you might give for the Gideon ministry. There's opportunities there to set up through credit card payments or using the QR code on your phones. There's something else you might want to consider for Gideons. We have a Gideon card program. You have a rack in the back. A Gideon card program. It's memory of you, thinking of you. These are cards that you can give to people. The cards are free. You can get the cards and send them to the loved one or somebody you're thinking of, or a memory of a family member, or a memory of somebody you know that's just passed away. And instead of sending flowers or some other gift, you can donate Bibles in their honor or in their memory. So the Gideon cards, you do have a display out here on a table as you go out the front door. We even have pastor appreciation cards. October is typically pastor appreciation month, but I'm sure your pastor would love to hear that you appreciate them the other 11 months too, instead of just one. So we do have those pastor appreciation cards there. We also have a Friends of Gideon program for those of you that might want to be a little more involved in the ministry but don't want to be members. That you can either be a financial partner or a prayer partner if you're interested in that. You can see Danny, you can see Glenn, or you can see me. We'll be more than happy to talk to you about that. Please continue to pray for the ministry. Continue to pray that God is preparing hearts and minds for those that are lost, and He's preparing the Gideons to place the Bible in those outreached hands. I want to thank you this morning for the opportunity to share a little bit about what the ministry of the Gideons is doing. We're simply just an extension of your ministry outreach here at Stanton Mennonite. We love to send God's Word across the globe, but we also love to hand it out here at Stanton in Augusta County. It's been a privilege to participate in your worship service. If you'd like to learn more, if you have any questions, please see me after the service. Thank you again for your time, and may God bless you here at Stanton Mennonite.